Fireplace.
Most fireplaces around here have something right above the fireplace where you could set pictures, that kind of thing.
Mantle.
What about that black stuff that collects on the sides of the chimney, I mean the fireplace inside?
That's soot. Okay. Well, see, it hasn't always been soot to me, it's been smut.
Yeah. Alright. Is that the same thing, just a different name?
Yes.
Okay. And when you burn a lot of wood in the fireplace, the stuff that's left.
Ashes.
Yeah. The phrase I want you to say, let's say, if the ashes were gray, you'd call them gray ashes. If the ashes were white, you'd call them
white ashes.
Yeah, okay, that's just a pronunciation phrase. All right, talking about furniture that you have in your house, what would you call what you're sitting on right now?
A sofa.
Okay. Anything else?
No, we call a settee.
What about that right there?
Chair.
Any special kind?
It ain't any special kind, just a matching chair to the sofa, really. That will make a fit.
What about the ones that we were sitting in when we were eating?
No, dining room chair.
Okay. And the kind that could go like so?
That's a rocking chair.
What about this that I'm sitting in?
That's a love seat.
Okay. What would be something that you would have in a typical bedroom that might have drawers in it, you know, where you could keep clothes? Might have a mirror, might not.
Well, it could be a dresser. Then it could be a chest of drawers.
Okay. Is there a difference there? Or are they the same?
Well, yes, there's a difference. Chest of drawers is usually taller in height, and it has more drawer space usually than a dresser.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What about, well, the name of the room that you sleep in, that's just the
bedroom.
Yeah, okay. And all of this that we've been talking about, the sofa and the chairs and all that, the general word for it is just a lot of...
furniture.
Mm-hmm. These things right here that help keep out the sunlight, what do you call them?
Drapes.
Okay. Now, if you had something that was on rollers that you could pull down over the window.
Shades.
Yeah, okay. And some people have these things that are slanted. They're usually white. You know, you can adjust them.
Blinds. Venetian blinds.
Okay. What about the place where you would hang up your clothes? Something built in, you know.
Yeah, clothes closet.
Yeah. What did people use if they didn't have a built-in closet?
They would use chiffero.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they would call it. Well, that's a tall storage area for hanging clothes that's not built into the walls.
Was it used exclusively for hanging clothes?
Well, no, not necessarily. Sometimes there would be things that you could store up at the very top on a shelf. Maybe things up on the very top of the cabinet itself.
Did a ship robe have drawers?
Not usually. I don't think so.
Okay,
haven't seen one for some time.
Do you know of another name for something perhaps similar to a ship robe that was used exclusively for hanging clothes? It was a separate piece of furniture.
I can't think right now. You'll probably have heard it.
What I had in mind was wardrobe?
Wardrobe, okay.
Is there a difference?
No, I don't really know the difference. Can't think of it.
Okay.
Is there a difference?
To me,